At the 10th Annual Ag Issues Forum, put on by Bayer Crop Science, I'm visiting with Greg Peterson. And Greg, it's great to see you here. You've done lots of great presentations and been part of a lot of panels. Talk about the one today. What was it that you guys talked about together up there on stage? Some of the things that kind of stuck out in your mind that you heard or got asked, for example.
I think a lot of what we were talking about was what people are talking about. I mean, what millennials are talking about. I mean, it was a millennial discussion. And so, it's funny because, like, you know, a lot of my friends have a lot of different, you know, thoughts than a lot of the people I was on a panel with. And so it was interesting to hear their opinions, and I thought it was a good discussion.
So having that interaction, because like you said, you had some diverse backgrounds up there in this panel. Just that alone is something that kind of helps us create and foster better communication, understanding about where food comes from.
Right. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of different markets out there now. There's a lot of different types of people, and millennials are this, you know, I feel like we're really concerned about stuff, and we're very vocal about stuff, and I think it'll be interesting to see how the ag community is able to reach them.
Well, you were quoted on Twitter probably more than once up there, I noticed. I think one of those was something along the lines of you saying that, even us as farmers have a circle of friends that we ought to be, looking to, first, but certainly, we don't have to look at this as we're trying to get a couple million views on a YouTube video, although that certainly obviously can be done. But there's just a lot you can do even with your own local friends who may not be out on the farm.
Right. Yeah. And I mean, we're not going to be able to reach a lot of people in the inner cities that way, but that's a simple way that you can get started. I mean, you can't, it's great to have goals to reach millions of people, but you can't really get to that point until you start smaller. And I think, people who are overwhelmed by the thought of finding all these new different ways to advocate, it's like, well, just start simple, influence the people around you. And that counts too. That's important too.
Well, Jim Bloom, who's the CEO for Bayer Crop Science, was here this morning. He kind of urged everybody to try to work on bringing some people out onto the farm. I know there's a lot of efforts that are doing that in different places. We certainly have a lot of agritourism, for example. But how about with your operation? Is it something where you've brought people out to your farm that were just interested and wanted to learn more?
Yeah, we had so many people asking, can we come see your farm? That last summer we started officially the Peterson Farm Tours, and we did 5 separate tours of our farm, and we had over 50 people, I think, come to each one of them, which was great, and it was really successful. And some of those people were other farmers wanting to see our farm, but there were people there who were coming to see an actual farm, people from Wichita that had never been on a farm. And so that was really cool to think about. It's like, wow, this is their first time on a farm, and we tried to host them well and tried to explain everything that we were doing.
Well, you've certainly done some great work on YouTube. How about looking ahead? Is that something you plan to continue to do?
Yeah, I mean, our future plans are basically, there's not a whole lot of long-term stuff. I mean, we basically kind of play it by ear. We don't want to be those people, who people are like, you guys should stop kind of thing. But as long as our videos stay effective and as long as we keep kind of reinventing ourselves, I think we'll continue to do that. But we've really, eventually it's going to have to transition a little bit. We've been approached by like reality TV, but we don't necessarily want that feel, but it would be kind of cool to give city people a glimpse into what our farm is like. But we just wouldn't want the drama aspect of it.
A day in the life without all the arguing and improper word language. But no, you wouldn't do that anyway. But so just finally here, again, kind of taking a look ahead from your perspective, we are just hearing a futurist talk about how You know, he's kind of predicting very soon, like within 5 to 10 years, I believe, we're going to see Wi-Fi broadband as available and as cost, what's the word I want to say, and as affordable as we're and expected as we do like electricity today. For what this means to these efforts to be advocates, anything besides what you're doing that you think right now you kind of like maybe we need to be looking at trying something else already?
I mean, yeah, you just got to keep up with the technology. And yeah, I think the faster the internet becomes, the more things you can do with it. And you know, before it was, I remember, you know, when pictures first started coming on the internet, and then videos slowly made their way on the internet, and then YouTube came, and then now there's HD videos, now there's live streaming, and it's just going to keep doing that. There's going to be newer forms of this kind of media, and you just kind of got to keep up with it.
Absolutely. Well, thank you very much, Greg Peterson. I know you are in demand here for another interview, so I'm going to close out from the 10th Annual Ag Issues Forum. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.